Cory Booker bashes anti-Semitism now despite prior promotion of Farrakhan Gone. By Kyle Morris on December 3, 2018. On Monday, Senator Cory Booker, DNJ, spoke at the Anti-Defamation League's annual summit on anti-Semitism and hate, where he insisted it's not enough to say you're not anti-Semitic, you must be anti-anti-Semitism. Booker's comments contradict a tweet he sent out, however, highlighting renowned anti-Semite Louis Farrakhan. If you love someone, it's not enough to sit back and watch and be a bystander, Booker told the audience. Love means that you must be actively engaged in the affirmation and elevation of human dignity for all people. He added, it's not enough to say I'm not racist, you must be anti-racism. It's not enough to say I'm not anti-Semitic, you must be anti-anti-Semitism. Love is the act of engagement in creating the beloved community and affirming dignity. Watch. Our lives are our fortunes and our sacred honor. That's what America needs right now. That scared honor. That revival of civic grace. That understanding that we must stand up for each other, Booker said during the speech. That bigotry has no place. That racism has no place. That anti-Semitism has no place. In a 2016 tweet, Booker shared a photo of the Million Man March that included a photo of Louis Farrakhan, contradicting his current comments. Farrakhan, a known anti-Semite, gave a speech in October where he compared Jewish people to termites. Farrakhan said, I'm not anti-Semite. I'm anti-termite. Booker's tweet reads, remembering the hashtag Million Man March on October 16, 1995. May the unity and spirit of the march continue to live on. Several prominent Democrats have tied themselves to the controversy surrounding Farrakhan. For years, the Congressional Black Caucus has had connections with Farrakhan. Among those that have been known to associate themselves with Farrakhan are G.K. Butterfield, John Conyers, Maxine Waters, Sheila Jackson Lee, and Barbara Lee. The Women's March, which has taken part in social justice movements like Me Too, Never Again, and Time's Up, also has a problem when it comes to associating with Farrakhan. Several of the group's leaders, including Linda Sarsour, Tamika Mallory, and Carmen Perez, have faced scrutiny recently over their ties to Farrakhan. Many members have exited the group and said they will not come back until the women that oversee the group condemn and cut ties with Farrakhan. Teresa Shook, who founded the Women's March, called for the removal of Bob Bland, Tamika Mallory, Linda Sarsour, and Carmen Perez from Women's March Incorporated and said they have steered the movement away from its true course. It is right to demand that President Trump condemn neo-Nazis. But why should Democrats give Farrakhan a pass? Shmuley asked in a Jerusalem Post piece earlier this month. Follow Kyle on Twitter at RealKyleMorris and Facebook.